Good afternoon. This is, it's a sad one. It's the last one. Last one until August, right? When we're back. But this is Game Week 38 episode. Gotta help me out here.
22?
23? Yeah, let's call it episode 22/23.
It's all... Hedge our bets.
Anyway, you know who it is. This is the full football disclosure. It's the last one, isn't it? Last game of the season was played. Had all the results come in.
Yeah.
Finishing positions, everything. We know who's getting Champions League. It is, let's have a look. Who is Champions League? Obviously, Liverpool. Arsenal, second place, first losers and everything else. Man City, Chelsea. Newcastle were lucky. They were lucky. But we'll talk about that one later because, yeah. And I'm sorry, I've got a lot of Spurs. Who finished 17th. Yeah, but yep. Get Champions League. There we go. In terms of Europa Cup, it's actually Palace and Villa. Oh, I can see Villa winning that, the Europa Cup. That's Unai Emery's bread and butter. I can see them winning that. That's probably their level. I don't want to be disrespectful, Villa fans, but that's probably your level, isn't it? Really. Anyway. And Forest gets Conference League. Is that a kick in the teeth?
I think it is. I think considering where they were,
yeah.
I mean, they dropped off massively at the end of the season. I didn't think it was going to be quite so. Well, I didn't think it was
going to.
I didn't think they were going to drop off that much at all.
No.
And I mean, they really just did not do well towards the end there.
No, they did not.
Everyone's just like, right. Overtake.
Yeah,
I mean, they'll be disappointed. I think all round it's still a decent season.
It is,
but I think they'll be disappointed that they didn't finish in. This is going to sound disrespectful,
Yeah, I think. Ooh, Conference League. Come on,
that's just like
it's the second tier, third tier of European football. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. They've just randomly created it. They're like, oh, you know what? I tell you what. Let's just throw another one in there.
But the whole point of the Conference League was to give. Teams like Forest, who were in a relegation battle last
season.
They could win it. And I think Slot gave an interview some weeks ago, and he mentioned the fact that English teams will dominate European football in the lower. Maybe the Champions League is a little, that's for anyone. But your Europa Leagues, your Conference Leagues, that will, because it's just, our league is just so strong, so competitive. We have the best players. Frankly, they were the best players, maybe some of the best managers as well. And so you will get a situation where teams like Villa, who, like I said, it sounds disrespectful, but I do think they are going to be a big fish in a very small Europa League pond. So, and Forest, if they continue on the trajectory that they're playing on, they should do quite well. Of course, they don't want a situation for next season where they are, focusing too much on Europe and then... It's a relegation battle again for them next season, isn't it? You don't see that happening.
I can't see that happening. I think they'll be okay. I think they can absolutely win that. I think for them, they'll be like, well, this is a
Okay.
It's not what we wanted, but I think you look at the teams that are in the Conference League.
Mm.
How are Forest not winning it? To be honest, you just look at the teams in there.
I know they look like teams that. Oh, I'm so sorry. This sounds disrespectful. It sounds like auto-generated teams. That sounds really disrespectful, but gosh, yeah, you get random teams from your Romanias, again, no disrespect, your Norways, no disrespect, your Cypruses, places like that. And, these teams going up against a seasoned Premier League side, they're going to find it tough.
Yeah, all Forest need to do is kick on from this season. And so, they've already laid the foundation for something. They've got a great manager. They've got good players. They need to make some smart signings in the summer. I think they'll do all right. And I think that if they're aiming like, okay, let's win, let's go for the win, Conference League win, and try and finish similar places to where we finished this season.
That'll be a good season.
I think that's building and gradually getting to where they... think they should be
they should
again.
Be.
I mean, they've got history, right?
So. They've got history. They've got pedigree is what we like, the word we like to use, don't they? I want to talk a little bit, before we get on to the Premier League winners, let's do something. Let's talk about Liverpool last. Let's leave us for last. Oh, I know.
Mixing it up on the very last one.
Let's mix it up a little bit. I want to talk about Villa United. That was obviously a rare United win, 2-0 at Old Trafford. But the controversy, if you've seen the controversy, Morgan Rogers, he's He's nicked the ball off the goalkeeper. It was, you know, goalkeeper never really had the ball and is under control. It was bouncing. Two hands were not on the ball. Morgan Rodgers takes the ball off him, finishes, scores, but the ref has blown the whistle, which means VAR can't get involved. Unai Emery has gone. I can't swear, obviously, but Unai Emery, his pot, he is nuts. He has lost the plot. He's just screaming. I think officially they've actually complained to the PGMA.
They have, yeah.
Yeah, saying, you know, how could they appoint
such a... Yeah, you basically robbed us.
They've robbed us. And that's... Oh, this is Champions League football we're talking about. This is what? 200, 300 million at stake. And yeah, they've been robbed. You could argue they've been robbed.
Right. I think that's what they are arguing, isn't it? That you've literally...
ruined their season.
basically ruined our season. And that's... They may well have a case for it. I mean, these kind of decisions, they need to be getting these ones right, don't they? They have to. And they have to find ways to say, all right, look, we need... this needs to be checked because this is...
Because,
I mean, as you say, the amount of money involved that they will lose through not qualifying...
Yep.
Is, yeah, it's worth
a lot. It goes down for me in the list of mistakes that happened from memory. The Luis Diaz offside that was mad. They just got that
but
wrong.
But that cost us a title.
That cost us potentially a title, exactly. Mm. We had when VAR wasn't turned on or the goal line technology wasn't turned on against, who was it, Southampton and someone else. And that affects, that's a relegation battle, isn't it? Yeah. It was bad. It was bad, but wow. What does the refereeing body do from here? What do they do? Do they have a real, you know, proper moment of reflection? They can't replay the game. Obviously, that's not going to happen.
No.
But, you know, big things are at stake here. And you cannot be making mistakes like that. That's just...
I think they need to revisit when and where VAR can and can't get involved. Because that's basically... If they're like, look, we need to do a check on this because this is not right.
He'd blown the whistle, though.
But he'd blown the whistle, whatever. But that's the rule, isn't it? That's the rule. You've got to take it back and then have a look. I think you've got to, in situations like that, you're going to have to... They're going to have to revise the rules on that and sort it out because that's... It's not really fair, is it?
It's not fair. No, it isn't fair. But saying that, though, Villa did have, what was it? It's Martinez sent off. It was strange. It was a body check on Hoyland. I have no idea why. If he doesn't back himself against Hoyland in a one-on-one. I don't know. He's not that guy, is he? Anyway, they had enough opportunity to maybe, you know.
Yeah, I don't like it when it comes down to decisions. Yeah. For me as Liverpool supporter, I would still say, look, we should have done it
in the 38-game season, of course. So let's move up. It was Newcastle who obviously filled that fifth finish spot. They were lucky. They were very lucky. Because I would argue Newcastle getting Europa League, could that have been maybe not a very good season for them? Obviously, they won the League Cup. They beat us. It was all on the line, wasn't it? And it came down to the last game of the season. And, you know, they couldn't do it, you know, against a very good Everton side who, you know, were a bit of party poopers, weren't they? Mm. but yeah, you know, Newcastle, you got lucky. You got very, very lucky because I'm sure Newcastle supporters must have had heart in their mouths and everything else, yeah.
But again, they've had a very good season.
It's been a good season,
you know, you've got to be there or thereabouts to get that luck to qualify,
that's
haven't you?
It,
so,
isn't
I mean,
it? Yeah.
In all fairness, they've had a good season and it could have gone. That goes to show how good a season it's been, I think, for a lot of clubs. Obviously, we were quite far ahead in the end. We could have been a lot more. I mean, we just pretty much gave up for the last four games after we won the title.
Yeah.
But I mean, aside from the title race, it was really tight.
It was really tight
for a lot of teams,
it
and it could have gone
either way.
And that's so it is competitive. It's exciting.
Yeah.
And well done to Newcastle for getting over the line.
And then you get Chelsea finishing in fourth place, which I think is an overestimation for where Chelsea actually should be because it's been a weird season for them. I think earlier in the season, I remember we were talking about, you thought Chelsea might have been at some point, maybe.
Why do you keep bringing this up again?
I keep bringing it up.
We're past this now.
But yeah, but Chelsea finishing fourth, it looks like a good season for them. But for me, should Chelsea be happy with that? I mean, it's obviously Champions League football.
Yeah, I think.
And that. There were videos of them wildly celebrating, wildly dancing, going crazy over Champions League football. Should you be doing that?
Well, I think just goes to show where they think they are and
their level.
Yeah, the level that they're at the moment. I mean, they had come out and said, "Look, we're not anywhere near challenging for the title." That's what their manager has said. Mm. So I think if that's the case, if that's the mentality, then they're going out. Let's just qualify for Europe. Let's be in the biggest European competition. Let's take that money and then let's build.
I would be.
Let's keep moving forward.
That is yikes. I mean, you gotta aim high. You've got, I mean, Cole Palmer, who I have been raving about all season, is, you know, he's been a bit more of a lukewarm Palmer than anything else. I think he's dropped off a bit. Obviously, there was some injuries that he's had. But players like that, surely, you know, they'll want more than just finishing top four season after season. I think that's Arsenal, isn't it? Finishing top four season after season.
Cole Palmer's only just coming through, isn't he? Yeah. Like in terms of showing what quality he's got. I think he's got a couple more years before he's going to start thinking, I think I might have outgrown this team. You know, I think he's going to probably have a couple more seasons at least. If they don't start doing something and competing, then perhaps he will start asking that question. But I think for now, they just keep moving forward, don't they?
Indeed. All right, Man City. Okay, the Chargers. We're hearing nothing about the Chargers.
Nope.
But they've definitely got Champions League football. They beat, obviously, Fulham at Craven Cottage. That was a good 2-0 win for them. Haaland back in scoring, you know. It was a very good Gundogan goal. It was a somewhat bicycle kicker, anything else, something of that nature. But for them, it will be, thank God the season is over.
Goodbye
to Kevin De Bruyne. Grealish, his career is probably done, isn't it, at City. He was left out of the matchday squad.
It's not looking good. It's one of those where, you know, a player that people thought, a lot of potential player,
100
was doing
million.
Really, really, really well at the club he was at, makes that big move, and that big move doesn't work out. It's not the first time we've seen this.
No.
So I think, he moves on probably to another decent.
He'll do well to
club.
Go back to Villa. I think he could do well to go back to Villa.
That would be a good idea for him.
Indeed.
Hopefully, though, for him, he'll be able to, you know, pick it up again.
I think so.
Because sometimes it can hurt these kind of moves, can't it? You go there and then it doesn't work out and you never really get the chance.
It's not like it hasn't worked out. He's won, two Premier Leagues at City or three even.
But he would think personally it's probably not worked out because he's not had the game time.
No.
Yes, he's been involved in the squad that has won these things, but he's
not enough.
He's not been heavily involved, is he?
Not really, no. And obviously, I'm not the biggest fan of City, obviously, but I think Kevin De Bruyne, he's obviously moving on. The talk is Napoli. I think in the same vein that we give Salah his plaudits, I think we have to give Kevin De Bruyne his plaudits for being one of the best in the Premier League history. Even I think he's going to be missed, but it's for him. It's injuries. It's City look like they're moving in a different direction. You know, I think it's going to be a proper clear out. It's De Bruyne, it's Kyle Walker who are moving on. Maybe a few more. Even they're talking about their goalkeeper Edison even moving on. So I think it's going to be a refreshing of that City side, isn't it? So, but we have to say, Kevin De Bruyne, fantastic player, unplayable in his day, amazing balls. It was, thank you for your service to the Premier League. Thank you for making it difficult for Liverpool to win those Premier Leagues in those times you were there. So, yeah. Moving on, it was Arsenal. It was a bit of a whimper at the end of the season for them, wasn't it? Just, that's it. Second place. Another second place.
Always the bridesmaid.
Oh, never the bride. Oh, that's harsh. We know what Arsenal need, right? Like, everyone knows. We've known for 2 years they need a striker, and there is currently still no talk of a strike in the transfer. I know it's still early days, but this is the kind of thing you need to be linked with someone. You need to be very linked with someone, strongly linked with someone already, because players are not in massive supply right now. Maybe the issue is there isn't a good quality striker that will fit the mould that Arsenal needs.
I think we just need to get any kind of striker.
Just
don't
get anyone in.
Yeah, just
keep. Emil Heskey's available.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Vardy. No, I think. Yeah, they've got to do something, and they will do something, won't they? But I mean, maybe they don't think there's a rush. They need to rush for it. They will do some kind of business. There'll be somebody out there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few striker names that have been
linked with them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's been floating
around. Swedish
fella,
Gork, was his name? Gorkis
or something like that.
Gorkis.
Yeah.
There's obviously Isak, who he's had a bit of a whimper at the end of the season, hasn't he? Hasn't scored in a while. He's looked a bit, I mean, injury prone. I'm not really sure, but they've obviously been linked with Isak for a while.
I think the price is going to be
too much.
The price
is going
to
be an issue.
I mean, he's got Champions League football now as well, so
exactly.
he'll probably be less inclined to want to leave.
Indeed.
And I just don't think anyone's going to be able to afford him.
No.
The Newcastle are going to ask for a lot of money.
A lot.
What, like over 150
100.
Or something.
Yeah.
So it's can and will they want to spend that money on him?
They need to.
I mean, I think there are cheaper options that are just as good as he is probably out there.
Proven, unproven. I mean, we've got Rory
Delap. Not proven in the Premier League,
no.
But still good.
For me, Mateus Cunha is a top player. I think we've got Brian Mbeumo, another top player.
Well,
obviously,
Cunha's
on his
way to
United, indeed. Yep. Brian Mbeumo is a goal scorer. He's proven that. I think his numbers are excellent. And he's an assister. I think
he's not a striker, though, is he?
He's not a striker, but he...
You'd be better off getting Wissa, who is also a proven goal scorer.
I think the age might be a problem for Wissa, who's age 28.
I mean, we're talking like 28. So like... 28 for a striker is his prime. 28 to 32, they usually say as a striker.
Okay. Let's talk about age in that respect now. Because when you say 28, they're young men, but 28, how many games do you think you'll get out of them in terms of 28? You know, the Liverpool model, which I think has been the best, excellent model, which is sign them between 23, 24, you get the maximum game time for them. And if they reach their peak, you know, at that age 28, if somebody wants to come in and sign, you know, pay big money for them, they can. Or if they want to continue, they continue at the club. But signing a player at age 28, I think, you know, it's not... Yes, maybe they're at their peak in that moment, but how many years are you going to get out of them at the peak?
How many titles are you going to get out of him? 4 years, if he's still...
If they're lucky,
But that's what they want, right? Mm. If you want to win titles... If you say, look, here's our four-year plan. Mm. Let's get one or two titles in that four-year plan. We need a striker who's going to get us those goals.
Striker.
A good striker, a proven striker who's going to score goals. I'll tell you what, Wissa is proven.
He
is guaranteed going to score you goals. Mm. And he does it for Brentford. Obviously, he's got Mbeumo there as well, who is quality.
Yes.
But he will do that for Arsenal as well.
Yeah.
So a player like that would not be a bad move if they are looking to get that
to move on to
finish
the next
an edge
step.
and get that title.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy to think.
No.
28 is not really old. I think you get 4 good years. How many? I mean, I don't know how injury prone Wissa is. I don't think he's very injury prone.
Not
is he?
Really, not massively. From the looks of it, I think he seems to be a fit player. But players these days tend to be.
So I'm not saying that they should go out and necessarily sign him, but I'm saying I wouldn't be concerned about the age at 28. I think if you're fine with look, 4 years. 4 or 5 years, maybe even more, because footballers are fitter now. We just need somebody to come in and do a job for us, whether that's Wissa or somebody else.
Mm.
I think, you know, I feel bad for the players that are a bit older and want to sign to big clubs. I mean, if by your model, it's like, well, no, you're never going to get to sign for a big club.
I'll give you that by your model.
If you're, if everybody does it the way that I guess Liverpool have been doing it.
Not me,
then,
exactly.
You know,
Liverpool model.
Those old boys at 27, 28.
Old boys.
They're not going to get their chance to play
not,
for that big club,
not,
are they?
They're not. But by that model, you can command a much cheaper fee for them when they're younger. That's important. Because you don't want to overpay. That's the problem with Isak. If they had signed Isak when he was at Real Sociedad, when he was that age 23, 24, they wouldn't... He commands, what, 150 million? That's the problem.
But that's all it takes is one good season in the Premier League for your money to go completely up. And I mean,
he could have failed.
That's it. He's had one good season. And we seem to forget
okay.
this.
Okay, his first season was okay. And he's had
very good season.
Yeah.
Then, let's say that. Okay, and now it's like, oh, okay, everybody wants him. And you know what it's like? If people want a player, then that price goes right up.
Exactly.
And that's the reality. It's supply and demand, isn't it?
It's supply and demand. But I think our model works quite well because we look at the trajectory the player should be moving up towards. And they take that gamble. And you need a manager as well who's willing to take that gamble. I don't think Mikel Arteta has that luxury of being able to gamble on some random guy from, you know, from Sporting Lisbon or something like that. Yes, maybe they've scored or wherever. Yes, maybe he scored 30-odd goals in that league, but can he take that gamble? You need someone, like you said, like your Wisser, who's proven in the Premier League, but you need to get years out of them. And I mean, saying that, Arsenal have had a very good record in the past. You know, Ian Wright, he signed, he was an older player when he signed. He had years and years with Arsenal. I think that's a very good example, you know, if you follow your model of 28-year-olds not being over being over the hill.
I don't think they are. No, they're not.
Not
as a striker.
Not as a striker, no.
I think, look, if you're playing wide positions, wingers, your legs start to go probably,
Indeed,
you know, after into your 33, something like that. Then, you know, you lose that pace. I mean, you can only see that with Salah. Salah's lost some of his explosion. And I think ultimately that is going to go.
Yes.
But, you know, if you're a smart footballer, you can still get on and do well.
Got to reinvent.
But as a striker, same with defenders, you can play a little bit older.
Indeed.
So, I mean, you say 4 years, could be 5 years, could even be 6 years.
Yeah.
If players keep their fitness up, which they do, I mean, they're very fit now.
Mm-hmm.
Then why not? You know, is 5-6 years enough? Is that enough to get out of a player? I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be pretty happy with that. And again, I actually think you don't pay a huge amount. I don't think you're spending a lot of money on like a Wisser.
No,
to be honest,
you wouldn't.
And it would be reasonable. It would be a lot more reasonable than spending it on a 23-year-old. You know, lot of potential. You know, he's got a long contract probably as well because he's young, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, you're going to have to pay for that contract. You're going to have to pay a bit more money. I think. It's about doing smart business.
I think so. I agree.
Yeah. I like the model that we have. I agree with you. It is good and it works for us.
But where does it leave?
but again, it's not for everybody.
No.
And in certain situations, there might just be a time to say, right, well, this is what we need now. Mm-hmm. Let's just get this because we know what we're getting.
Yeah. Okay. So I know we are sensitive for time. I've got a couple of questions for you. Best player of the season for you, obviously. We know who won.
Yeah, you know what
There's
I'm
only
say.
One.
You know what I'm going to say, yeah. It's obviously Salah.
Best young player.
I think you would have said first half of the season, Cole Palmer. 100%. But I think his drop-off was quite significant in the second half of the season. So I don't know, actually, off the top of my head.
Obviously, it was Ryan Gravenberch who won that award. Would you put him up there as a potential winner, or do you think there are other young players this season?
I think he's been incredible.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, he's won so many
especially in
matches.
In a midfield role, in a Premier League winning side, I think, you know, being that age, he's shown a lot of maturity, you would argue, you know?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Stepped up to a position he's not used to playing as
no.
well, which is, yeah, a bit of genius from Slot, perhaps, to put him in that role and getting him playing it. But yeah, he's played really, really well.
Okay. Best coach?
Yeah, it'd be Slot again, won't it? First season. If things had turned out differently, and I said this, it'll all come down to what happens at the end
of the season.
I think it's Slot.
So you think Nuno Espirito Santo, for example, not getting Champions League, he loses out on that.
Of course he does.
Eddie Howe, fifth place, do you think that maybe...
Oh, a cup and Champions League football is not bad.
A cup, yeah. Oliver Glasner winning the FA Cup, not in the conversation, possibly.
Again, pretty good from him. But okay. I still think it has to be Slot.
Okay. Biggest underachiever. Okay. There's two of them here, right? Potentially. For me, it's United or Spurs. But I guess the win of the Europa Cup means that maybe
it's Man United.
It's Man United. It has to be Man United. It's been a horrible, horrible, horrible season for them. And... long may it continue.
Yeah. Well, again, big clear out for them, isn't it?
It's going to be a big clear out.
I think that there's already talk of players leaving. You know, there's been bust ups behind the scenes.
He
there's all sorts going on there.
He has basically sacked Garnacho.
Stadium's falling apart.
he's told Garnacho, you'll look for a new club. I think it's a bit harsh. I think it feels very Mourinho-esque. Find a player, make him a scapegoat, and stick with it.
Yeah. Well, look, we know. He's going to have to buy to fit his system. That's the whole thing, which means he needs a clear out, wholesale clear out. We've been saying this all season.
Mm.
And that is exactly, I think, what he's going to do. If they decide to stick with him, which I guess they are, then you give him that season. Right, now these are your players. This is your team.
And no European football. Yeah. So excuses are going to be
exactly. Get
tough.
On with it. Yeah. We want to see results. And if he doesn't provide results, I don't think he's going to be around for very long.
Okay, that's a good point. They're going to give him a war chest of money to buy the players he wants to fit his system. It doesn't work. They sack him. They're back to square one. Yeah, they have absolutely. A situation with a whole load of players.
This is
bought by
problem.
Another administration, by another manager. And they bring in a new guy who has to make it work.
Well, this is the real problem they have, isn't
yes.
it? And this is why things have been going so wrong for so long, is they keep bringing in these managers very different to what they were doing before. Mm. It doesn't work out. Then they're left with whatever they've got.
Yeah.
Then they bring in somebody completely different and they have to keep trying to... Just trying to find some kind of winning formula.
Chasing their tails, aren't they?
It looks like they're going to be bringing in Cunha. Now, we talked about Cunha as a quality player.
Solid, yeah.
But then you've mentioned it yourself as well, and this kind of fits the kind of players United bring in, his attitude.
His attitude.
And again, I still think it's another one of those problems. I think this is a big problem for United.
Yeah.
And I've said this before. I think it's the kind of player they bring in.
Yeah.
I think Fernandes is like that. I think he's got a bad attitude. Good player, bad attitude.
Yeah.
I think they're bringing in another player that's going to cause them problems.
Yeah. You know, Klopp always had that, one of the philosophies, I can't repeat the word, but basically no heads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's important.
I think it's really important.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the most important things. You get a good group of people who are going to gel behind the scenes as well. I think that's one of the reasons why probably Mane was out the door. There was a bit of tension with him and some of the other players. And
his reaction to, I remember in the Burnley game, Salah not passing to him. I mean, Salah should have passed. I remember that game. But Mane's reaction to it was, you know, this is a team still, you know, we should. Anyway, good luck to United. They're going to need it.
It's going to be really interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
As you say, no European football.
No excuses.
If he's given that money to buy those players, then he has to deliver. And I don't think he'll be in the job very long. If they have the same kind of starts of season as they've had this season, he is not going to be around for very long.
The Ratcliffe fellows, he doesn't seem like he messes around.
No.
Does he? No, I think he'll be seeing the door. All right, we've got a couple of minutes left. It's rare we didn't actually spend that much time talking Liverpool.
No, we didn't. I'm looking forward to...
You won the league.
We've spoken a lot about them. I think everybody's very clear on where we stand. I'm excited for the signing that is more... Well, I think it's going to be happening today.
Frimpong.
So Frimpong, that should be... He's already boarded a plane.
Are you one of those?
I just happened to see that it. No, yeah, not
track the flight.
Not tracking the private jet, no. But apparently he's landed, so he'll be signing up today, I would have thought.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's exciting. And then we'll see what happens with Florian
Wirtz. Yeah, that's an exciting one.
That's a big name.
Who turned down City, apparently. Or rather, I'm not sure if City turned him down or he turned down City, but apparently it was too expensive. I'm not sure. But for me, I think he's one of the most exciting, along with Frimpong, one of the most exciting young players in Europe right now. And like I said, we need to fill that role that we're losing with Trent in terms of creativity. And it seems as if it's going to be shared out. It should be shared out. And obviously, we've got Kerkez, who's heavily linked with us as well.
Would be a great signing.
Yeah.
I think they're all very exciting. I mean, obviously, we've got to wait and see if they happen. The Frimpong one is going to happen.
Clear, yeah, it's been,
that's almost done.
Yeah.
The Florian Wirtz one apparently is looking quite positive.
It's
like
very
that,
positive.
We are the most likely. I just don't like the numbers. I think the money.
I don't think the number matters. I think in.
I don't. If 120.
If
plus,
he succeeds, no. Which I think he will succeed in about 5-6 years' time, we don't even worry about that because players are going for crazier numbers. Remember, Chelsea signed a goalkeeper for 120 million. Where is he now? He's on loan at Bournemouth. For God's sake, like. That's
Chelsea.
That's the Chelsea model, isn't it? But your players go for huge numbers. Look at what Maguire went for, most expensive defender. Where is he? Languishing in United in 17th, 18th place. No, that's relegation. 16th place, of course. Like, I don't think if the money's available and the player is quality, I think you sign him up. Because the worst case scenario is they end up at a Bayern Munich, they end up at Real Madrid. Actually, mind you, Real Madrid don't spend that kind of money, do they? So they wait for the players to run
their
contracts.
Run their contracts and get them on free. Yeah.
Exactly. So
we're not bitter.
No, we're not bitter. We're not bitter at all. But, you know, I think players like that, if the money is, you know, that's his value. And that's unfortunately the transfer, that's the value right now. And I think we just have to deal with it.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah,
exciting signing nonetheless. If we do spend that money on him, which would be a bit unlike us. Now, I like the Frimpong, 29.5 million or whatever that is. Very good
that's
deal.
I think that's a clause.
It's a release clause, absolutely. Yeah, but still, it doesn't matter. That's a very, very good signing, I think, for us. Mm. If that Florian Wirtz one happens as well, brilliant. Kirkers, I think, again, would be a great signing.
Indeed.
And then, yeah, we'll see where we're at. We'll see who leaves, because obviously it depends on who's out the door as well.
We need a striker. And I think a centre-back. I think Quansah,
I'd agree. I think you get a centre-back. A striker probably will be signed. Unless, indeed, of course, they
somehow
want someone. they want, like, say, Florian Wirtz to be that player who's going to get assists for the players we already have.
Indeed, yeah.
Maybe slightly change up the way, you know, maybe he has a plan. I don't know.
Bring back the Firmino role.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whoever knows.
Not sure, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure they have a game plan. And I'm excited.
We're excited. We're going to be bored. No more football on Sundays and Saturdays.
It's all transfers now, isn't it?
It's all transfers now. But basically, thank you very much for listening. We won't be back until, August. It's crazy. It's going to feel like a whole nother, who knows? It's going to be a brand new season. Everything reset to zero. We've got three new teams in the Premier League. It's going to be an exciting one. We've got 7 or 8 teams playing Europe. That's another exciting one. But it's going to be a crazy season next year. I think we win it again. But, of course, let's wait and see for a year from now when we actually know what happens in 25-26 season. But thank you very much, everyone, for listening. We will be back. But we've got past episodes. If you ever miss our voices, just look for previous episodes and just click play. And it's right there. Marty, thank you so much for joining me in these lovely talks about football.
Pleasure.
Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
All right.